It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she definitely has the look today. Monica Bothan in the studio on this snowy Friday morning.
I love it. It's fresh. It's calm. It's calm. And it's not windy.
Yep.
And we need moisture for the farmers.
Well, we're going to have it when it starts melting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're still putting apparel hanging up here in the studio.
OMG. It's just too much fun. I just thought, what am I going to talk about today? What could be so much fun? And what the buzz on my Facebook account is hugely is the huge talk is about these beautiful denim jeans that have a little stretch. The 70s.
70 clothing.
Embroidered on the side. Embroidery on the one of the legs. And then it has that extra material.
Yep.
Remember?
Yeah, you cut the leg on the side, and then you patch in a big jean material to make your bell bottom, right?
Yes. And they are huge, and I got them just in size maybe 25 or 26 waist to 32. They were a hit on Facebook. Everybody has been saying, let me know when they come in. I just was testing the waters. And I know I don't usually do that. I just go ahead and order stuff. But I thought, you know, I'm just going to test this a little bit, and I probably sold 6 or 7 pair. And then I thought, well, I better order them. My husband goes, don't you think you should order them if they all want them? And I'm like, good point. I hate to get on there. And then they say sold out.
So bell-bottom jeans, they're back? Is that
what
you're saying?
Huge.
Really?
Huge.
Well, that's my era and your era, you know, the 70s.
I mean, they couldn't have brought back a better look, a better jean. Everything about it screams 70s.
I always hear a decade, the clothing and by decades that the 70s was the worst. Everybody says that, but I don't think so. I disagree with that. I love the 70s look, the clothing.
Oh, yeah. You hear a lot
of negative about it.
Why?
I don't know.
What negativity would be?
Well, it's not like the 80s, 90s, you know.
It's cool.
Maynard's got.
Let's just say those big bell bottoms. That's more 60-ish because I was. My mother used to. I graduated in 1970, so I was done kind of with that by then. But my mother used to fix those up for me, you know. So yeah, they were. That was 60s.
Okay, well,
and we're feeling groovy today. groovy.
Yep. Play some Monkey Tunes later. So that's right. Well, Maynard's right. Bell bottoms were in the 60s too. So
I suppose. And you know, I was just gonna post a picture, and I see Paul Ramo has been really after the good pictures. I was holding the embroidery jeans. So the only thing about it is, I wanted to make sure that everybody's seen the jean actual bottom.
Oh, we'll retake the picture and we're done here. That's
yes,
all about that.
We have to because it is just so dang cute.
Maynard, that's a good point. Maynard brought up the 60s clothing. I love the 60s clothing too.
I do.
Groovy. Groovy.
Totally groovy.
With the piece tie down t-shirts.
Make love, not war.
And make love, not war.
Yes. And actually, to be honest with you, be a perfect time to spread that. Remember, there was a whole movie on that. Spreading the love, spreading, you know, we're going to spread love today.
All right, so
definitely
head on over to Monica's after she gets back.
Actually, the roads were fine.
Yep, okay, good. And pick up some groovy jeans for Monica's.
Groovy jeans. Plus, I have to show you this light gray pull-on groovy jean. It's a rip and repair.
Oh, yeah.
You know, before, back in the day, I remember my oldest sister, Barb, and I always call her Barbie doll because she's blonde and she's so cute and petite. I say, my mom would always say to her, Barb, you've got holes in your jeans. It's okay, Mom. We'll just patch them. Well, you can only patch so many holes, right?
Right.
You'll patch upon patch, and now that's really in too, the patch jeans.
Oh, okay.
And I've had them in too, and now after I got this one in, I'm really thinking that I need to get a few more jeans in with embroidery because I love it, and I think a lot of women will love it. They might not all love the fit here, but there's a lot of gals out there that love this fit.
Yep. Now, when you mentioned embroidery, that it's like a flower pattern. Is that what that is?
Yep, that's okay. Embroidery. And do you see how beautifully it's done so beautifully? I'm just too impressed. So then I thought, well, let me bring this top here with embroidery, because I feel like, let's say you don't want the jean. Let's say you want a fun top with embroidery. Mm-hmm. This is a V-neck three-quarter sleeve, black, of course, mm-hmm. with some flowers in it. I mean, that'd be cute to wear with your rip and repair jeans. Sometimes what people see, like, for instance, this little velvet top I thought would be really cute with this rip and with the embroidered jean,
right.
They'll say, oh, it's velvet. It's, I don't dress up much. Hey, you can wear velvet with denim. That looks awesome.
That would, yeah.
You can wear the dress. Ladies, got to know this. This is a tip for your wardrobe. You can pick out that dressiest top that you have in your wardrobe that you never wear because it's just for dressy occasions, and you go wear it out on date night tonight with your jeans, and you're going to get so many compliments and you look so good. We've got to make use of what we have, too.
That's right. Hey, let's start out with what is Monica wearing today?
Okay,
how about if we do that?
I took a little tumble a couple of days, nights ago, and I'm not usually out at night, but it was I was out and about, and I'm okay. But to lift the leg might be all a little trick here, but it would be like they said, how did you fall, Monica? It would be like they pulled the rug away from me, and that's how I fell.
Okay. I think Maynard's walking in with a question here.
Yep, got a question.
Oh, we're busy.
You're talking about jeans and everything today. Well, this lady is wondering, is there an age limit for jeans? Is there some time you should stop wearing jeans, or what goes with that?
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, Maynard, and thanks for the question, because yesterday I was blessed. Thank you, Lord. I was blessed with really busy. I was swamped yesterday.
Oh, good.
And this lady says, oh, I can't wear those jeans.
She can't wear those jeans?
Oh, she said, I can't wear those jeans, Monica. I said, why not? You've got the legs for them. Oh, I'm too old. So here's how that is. There's certain things that we can get by with. And I don't know why they think I can get by with it. Because they're like, oh, you look cute and everything. Oh, my God, come on. I'm 58. I'm a hot flashing woman. I'm just a normal chick. You know, and I love wearing stuff that I love. I'm not wearing it to try to be noticeable or be whatever. I just wear what I love, okay?
Yep.
So I encourage women to step out of the box. I didn't say jump. So let's say she says she just can't wear these. Okay, well, maybe you could wear a jean that I get in that's embroidered, but maybe an ankle jean, or like I've had ankle jean with stones on the bottom.
Okay.
I mean, we can get their style to them. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be this one. Because this is a definite distinctive gal that wants these.
Mm-hmm.
There's a need for this, but not everybody will want it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Do you think a lady, in the 60s or...
I think a lady can be 85
and wear
jeans and be so dang cute. I just love it because, you know what? What's wrong with it? You're covered up.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being, life is too short. What's wrong with wearing what you love and your personality?
Right.
You know, I mean, Tina Turner can still whip on a miniskirt and look awesome in it.
She's 80s up, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on most.
Hey, I'm 66. Great jeans. Look at Paul.
Yeah. And you look really good today, too, because look at that red and black check. I just love that look.
Yeah,
and Paul looks nice, too.
Maynard's got the lumberjack.
Paul and I coordinate. We all coordinate. I got the black and white back on. So to go back to the subject of the question, yes, you can wear, there is no age on jeans. Come on. Whatever jean makes you feel comfortable in, whatever looks great, we got to do this. You got to feel good yourself about the jean, and you have to love it. Just like my motto when they leave the store, it's love it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
That way I don't want people to feel pressure. I could sell anything to anybody,
yep.
But I don't want to do that. I want them to love what they get. I want to help them fit that into their wardrobe, because
right.
It's all works together. Because we can buy, but we don't have pieces that work in our wardrobe.
I would guess if you throw a pair of bell-bottom jeans on, you might surprise yourself when you look in the mirror.
Oh, my God. These ladies that, most of the ladies that say they can't wear them have the most fantabulous legs I've ever seen in my life. Why not accentuate them?
Yep.
My gosh, we only live once.
There we go.
So I'm going to drum roll. I'm going to try to lift up the left leg.
Oh, don't hurt yourself.
Oh, it's a little sore.
Okay.
But this is my jean that I just got in. It's black. It's the Rip and Repair, and it's a legging. Denim, black, and they are cute, they're comfy, they're cozy, and I was pumped. This is the first day I wore them just for you, Paul.
All right.
And Maynard. They're comfortable.
They look comfortable.
I love them. They're ripped, but they're repaired, and they're black, and I have been waiting for these for 6 months. They don't always make this color. They'll make, you know, hot pink or turquoise, yep, or whatever. But these are really cute. So these are a must-have. And then I wore my body-based sleeveless tank with the stones that goes under my striped and long sleeve top that's cozy, mm-hmm, cute, I think, black and white. And then my jewelry. You know, I like jewelry.
A lot of statement jewelry. You got,
yep,
some. What's the big ring there, the green one?
That's a turquoise.
Turquoise.
70s,
yep,
baby.
There we go.
You know,
that's
so
cute.
Yeah. So I'm comfortable and I got my boots on. But what we really got to talk about, too, is these cruisers. I got a new color in. Pink blush is really, really, really huge in clothing. It's good in shoes.
Pink blush.
Yes. And this is just, that's my terms, but the actual terms from the shoe company is rose gold.
Rose gold. Okay. Yeah, that's really unique.
It is.
That pops.
And that's another thing. I know we've talked on and on about this 70s look and the embroidered jeans, but I just want everybody to know this time of the year, we need a little boost. We're in Minnesota. We got to embrace the weather. We got to love everything about it because this is where we live. Mm-hmm. So embrace maybe getting a new thing in your wardrobe to have fun with.
Yep.
Maybe a new pair of shoes. But this rose gold shoe is super cute.
It is.
And I'm reordering today more of these, more of the pewter, more, I don't know if I'll order more bronze right now, but the pewter color is great for spring too. And these you can wear all year round. And aren't they cute? And they're cozy and they're really cushy.
They are.
I can't say enough of those.
I love that color though.
I do too. I'm in love with those.
Well, we posted that on our Facebook,
yes,
page. Right.
Yep. I was holding one in my hand. And then these are my great shoes. They're a lightweight shoe. They look like they have a gray insert in it. Like it feels almost cushy, an extra cushion in there.
Yep.
These are great for travelers.
Right.
And these are great to wear now.
Look very comfortable.
Yeah. And they come in black and navy. And I want to just wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Spring is arriving at Monica's. I'm trying to remodel the store. I have to be honest with you. My mama took a little ill, so
yep,
she's in the hospital.
Yep.
But she's doing much, much better. And so we got to just keep a truckin'.
Yep. Yep.
And so I'm trying to redo my store. And I encourage everybody to go out there and enjoy yourselves and be safe. But I think the roads are okay today. What do you,
yep,
think, Paul?
I think so, as long as the wind don't come up. It's,
yep,
it's snowing pretty good now in Madison.
It is. But yep. So Monica's redoing her store because really spring has overtaken the store, but I still have a lot of wonderful winter things.
When are you open, Monica?
And I am open, as I'm rambling. I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. Or by appointment.
Okay.
And I have no problem with appointments.
All right. So get on over to Monica's today. Tell them you heard the program this morning and buy,
yeah,
a pair of jeans, a bell-bottom,
yes,
jeans, and a cute top.
And guess what? If they want to come today, you know what? I want to be generous. This is going to be from my mama.
Oh.
Come on in and get a free scarf with your outfit from Irinka. That's what I always call her, Irinka.
Oh.
Come on in out of the cold. I'll have some scarves to give you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Monica, for coming in today. Appreciate it.
And thanks for the awesome question.
Yeah, that was a great question.
Get out there, girlfriend, and get a great pair of jeans.
All right. There's Fashionista Friday with Monica. Thanks for tuning in.